Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. You are kite dancing in a hurricane, Mr. Bond. So says one of the assorted villains from Spectre, the latest 007 blockbuster. From the rousing edge-of-your-seat opening sequence to the drawn-out finale, Spectre seems to be kite dancing too, flying from one prolonged Bond cliché to another. But Daniel Craig is solid, the women in the cars are beautiful, and Spectre delivers all of the big screen mayhem a $300 million budget can offer. It may be 40 minutes too long, but it's still an entertaining Bond opus. The Peanuts characters may be 65 years old, but they've never looked better thanks to the 3D computer animation of the Peanuts movie. Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and the gang are back with a simple story that's in keeping with the sincere tone and low-key charm of Charles Schulz's beloved characters. It serves as a likable introduction for youngsters and a nostalgia buzz for their grandparents. The Chinese martial arts epic The Assassin won the Best Director Prize at Cannes this year. It's easy to see why. This historical drama is visually stunning, each beautifully designed scene a work of art. But it may also be the slowest moving, least exciting martial arts film ever. For patient viewers, it's a contemplative visual tone poem. If you're looking for action, however, stick with Bond. Drew Barrymore and Toni Collette star in Miss You Already, a four-hanky tearjerker about the ups and downs experienced by lifelong best friends, one of whom comes down with breast cancer. There are plenty of manipulative and cloying moments, but the actors give sincere performances that make wading through all the maudlin moments bearable. The Kansas International Film Festival runs November 6th through the 12th at the Glenwood Arts Theater. Information on the full lineup is available at kansasfilm.com. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.